If we don't take students to the library, they're going to see the library as something that elementary students do. They're going to see the library as something that only the little kids do. And so that's going to devalue the idea that books have importance. We want to send the message that no matter if we're in elementary school, middle school or high school, the library is a good place to be, a safe place to be, a fun place to be. Using the library lets students know that adults value reading, lets them see how other students who enjoy reading, how they're enjoying the books. It has a value. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Wall, your host of the Middle School Cafe podcast, a podcast specifically for secondary ELA teachers looking to close the achievement gap. I'm a 20-year veteran teacher who still loves being in the classroom. Tune in each week as I reflect on my own teaching experience to bring you lesson plans, strategies, and stories that will help you develop your students as readers and writers. So grab your notepad, cup of coffee, and join me each week as we dive into all things ELA. Here we go. Welcome, everyone. I am so excited you're here, and I can't believe that we've made it to episode number 3. If you've been following along and listening, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. This has been a dream of mine to start this podcast, and we are off and running. So thank you for being part of my journey. If you've missed episode number 1, we talked about what Reader's Workshop is and why I'm so passionate about it. And in episode number 2, we talked about how to start building a culture of reading in your classroom. In this episode, we're going to start talking about how you can incorporate some of the components of Reader's Workshop in your class this week, this month, or even this semester. If Reader's Workshop is beginning to sound like something that maybe you want to give a try, but you're not really sure where to start or how to begin, then this episode is for you. I know that we are a couple of months into school, so the thought of changing your curriculum doesn't sound appealing, and I totally get that. But I want to remind you that Reader's Workshop is not a program. So it's not something that you have to start or stop. It's not a list of things that you have to do. It's a method of teaching. It's a philosophy of how we teach reading to students. So in anything that I'm presenting about Reader's Workshop, and especially in today's episode about how to get started, do what you can do. Do what feels right to you right now. Don't think you have to jump into everything all at once. Take it slow and build upon what you've learned. So, what are some things that you can do right away to start moving your class towards Reader's Workshop? Move your students more towards that independent reading level. I'm going to share with you 3 ideas I have for you. The first one is really just get students excited about books. And the best way I know to do that is to do book talks. If you're not familiar with what a book talk is simply a mini commercial about your book. So when I'm planning for a book talk, I go to the library, I get a book so that I have the book in hand when I'm talking about it. I usually start with books that I know really well. And so I'll share with students about what the book is about, a little bit about the main character, just some things to kind of entice the student to maybe want to read that book. The beauty of a book talk is that you could start this next week in your classroom if you wanted to. It is something you could do even if you're in the middle of a writing unit or if you're in the middle of a whole class novel. You could start doing book talks with your students. You could use them as your warm-up. They're really quick, 3 to 5 minutes, and then you move on to the next thing. So if this is something that you think you might want to do, let me give you a couple of suggestions. The first I would do is just sit down and make a list of 10 books. 10 books would give you enough book talks to do over 2 weeks. Yes, you may just want to do a couple each week, but I would suggest when you first start this, do them every day. 10 days, 2 weeks, make it a big deal, make it something exciting, fresh, and new for your students. So make a list of 10 books from a variety of genres, a variety of authors that you're going to share with your students. Then schedule them out so you know which books you're going to do on which day. I would start with books that you are really excited about, because that excitement you have for a book that you love is going to come across to your students. If you know me at all, you know that I always start with The Lunar Chronicles by Marissa Myers. Book one is Cinder. It is a fairy tale retelling of the book Cinderella. But Cinderella is a cyborg, and there are lots of fun little components that Marissa Myers has added to her book, and people live on the moon, and there's this whole intergalactic story that goes along with it. It's a book that, for whatever reason, I love the book. I read it the first time, I was hooked, and I've been able to hook lots of students into reading through this book. So I always share that book as my first book. I love it. The kids know that I love it. I have some autographs from Marissa Myers that I got at different book signings, and I share those with the kids, and they get really, really excited about it. So I always share books that I know really well in that first week so that the kids see that I really do value reading. But I also want to encourage you to not shy away from books that you don't know. And let me give you an example of one that I had to do this year. At the beginning of the school year, I always have my students do a reading inventory assignment. And then I go through and I kind of tally up for each class the different genres that they say that they like, so that I know, do I have a historical fiction class? Do I have a fantasy class? Those kinds of things. So I know what kind of books moving forward are good to present. Well, much to my dismay, all of my classes this year decided that they liked scary books as their genre. So they liked the horror fiction. And so that is not a genre I particularly like. It's not a genre I would ever pick out for myself. I don't like to be scared. I don't like to think about the boogeyman under my bed or outside my window. And so I didn't have any ideas or suggestions for the students. So I wanted to do a book talk because so many students were into this genre. So I went to one of the other teachers. I got a couple of book titles, went to the school library. Quite honestly, I picked the book that had the best cover on it. And that was the book talk that I presented. I chose the book Hide and Seeker by Daka Herman. And I'm going to be honest, still haven't read that book. But what I did to prepare for that book talk is I took the information about the book from Amazon, copied it into my teaching slides. When I presented the book, I let my students know that I didn't read it. I don't want to lie to my students. I don't want to try to trick them or manipulate them into thinking I've read books I haven't. But I let them know that I valued their choices so much that I'm going to share with them a book that I don't know. So we read together the information from Amazon, the cover copy of the book. And then I wanted to just add a little bit more to this book talk. So I found the book trailer and I played the book trailer. And you know what? That was enough. That was enough to get several of my students hooked on this book. And I know that because there are currently 10 holds in our school library for this book. And students are lined up to read it. They are so excited about it. I don't know if it's because they want to do conferences with me and try to scare me, or if they're really interested in it. I'm not really sure. And it doesn't really matter. If they're excited to read it, I will be excited for them. So don't be afraid if you have a book that you haven't read, but you know that your students will love. go ahead and do a book talk. It doesn't always have to come from your own reading experience. All right, the second thing that I want to share with you that you can do right away, you could probably do this within the next 3 to 5 days, and that is visit your school library. And that might seem odd. Maybe you're a teacher that already takes your students to the library, but remember back in elementary school where you used to be able to visit the library like once a week, and you'd go as a class and you and your friends would go find a bunch of books and you'd sit in a big circle and you'd all read the books together. That pretty much disappears once you get to middle school and high school. And I think that's just such a missed opportunity. So whether you are able to implement Reader's Workshop this year or this semester, or maybe you're not even interested in implementing Reader's Workshop, I want to encourage every ELA teacher that is listening to this to utilize your school library to show students the value that books have, the value that the library has. And let me give you some reasons that I think this is so important. The first one is, if we don't take students to the library, they're going to see the library as something that elementary students do. They're going to see the library as something that only the little kids do. And so that's going to devalue the idea that books have importance. We want to send the message that no matter if we're in elementary school, middle school, or high school, the library is a good place to be, a safe place to be, a fun place to be. Using the library lets students know that adults value reading, lets them see how other students who enjoy reading, how they're enjoying the books. It has a value. Even your students who are pushing you away, even your students who are trying to tell you they don't need to read, reading's not important, will still see, they're still watching, they're still going to see that reading is important, that there's a value placed on reading. Whether they're yet ready to partake in that value is another story, but they'll see that value. I may never get to see the fruit of what I've done by taking them to the library, but I've still shown them that reading and library and books are valuable. And the last thing I want to say here about the library, and it's one of the main reasons that I think every ELA teacher, whether you teach sixth grade or 12th grade, should utilize the school library, is that if we don't take our students to the library, many of our students will not have access to books. So let me say that again. If we don't take our students to the library, many of our students will not have access to books outside of the academic setting. Many of our students don't have books at home. Many of our students don't visit the public library because they don't have anyone to take them. And many of our students don't know the joy, the excitement of going to the bookstore and looking around and touching the books and then being able to take those books home. So I have to provide that opportunity for my students. No, they can't buy the books, but they can check them out. If I'm not going to give my students access to books, I have to think how many of my students wouldn't be able to make the choice to read outside of class. The school library is what provides our students with access to reading, access to knowledge, access to a whole world that they wouldn't know otherwise. So taking your students to the library is something that's quick, meaning that it's free. You can connect with your school librarian and schedule a day. So I would encourage you to do that regardless of how you're currently feeling about wanting to incorporate Reader's Workshop into your class. All right, so the third thing that I want to share with you that you can add to your lesson plans in the next week or month or semester is to find ways to incorporate silent reading. Okay. I know that for some of you, those words probably just sent shivers down your back. If you are not currently incorporating silent reading into your lesson plans, the idea of getting 30 plus middle schoolers or high schoolers to sit down and read anything for any length of time could be overwhelming. But hold on, I've got some ideas here for you. Remember, I said that Reader's Workshop is not a program. So just providing a few minutes each day is going to be enough to move your students from teacher-directed instruction to a more independent reading life. Ideally, you would want your students to have choice in what they're reading. You would want your students to be able to pick a book from the library and read whatever it is that they want to read. But I know in this current education climate that there are schools out there and districts out there right now that are no longer allowing teachers to provide choice reading to their students. And if you're in that situation, I have a couple of ideas for you where you can still satisfy the requirements of your district while at the same time provide some independent reading time for your students and even some choice. If you're in that situation, let me share a couple of ideas with you. The first one would be short stories. All of us use short stories throughout the school year. We use them as mentor texts. We use them in mini lessons to help teach a specific reading skill. So most of us have access to short stories. Most of us use short stories in our classroom on a regular basis. So I'm going to suggest that if you want to start incorporating independent reading time, silent reading time with your class, and you're at a school that doesn't allow it, then I would suggest taking 3 to 5 of the short stories that you're already going to be teaching this year, you're already going to be sharing with students this year. Go ahead and get them printed out and ready to go for students. Then, as you wrap up your book talk 2 weeks, book talk your short stories. Let the students know what some of the stories are about. Then, as you begin to have students silent read, let them pick from one of the stories that you're already going to be teaching. Have them read, starting maybe with 10 minutes. If you have a class whose behaviors aren't going to allow for 10 minutes, it's okay to start with 8. You know your classes, but allow a few minutes each day. And by the end of the week, the end of 2 weeks, you're going to have students who have read 2, 3, or maybe all 5 of your short stories. And if you're thinking that, well, I don't want my students to have read the stories before I'm ready to teach them, I'm going to push back a little bit on that because it is a win-win situation if your students have previewed the stories before you teach them. It takes away that comprehension piece while you're trying to teach a reading skill. So it is a win-win. It allows some students to become the expert in the story so that they can focus on the skill that you're trying to teach. So it's not going to be, there's no downfall to having students read the short story before you're ready to teach it. So I would encourage you to try that if you're not able to provide choice reading. Now, if you are working at one of the districts that really is only allowing you to teach a whole class novel, no short stories, no choice reading, anything like that, I have a suggestion for you. It's just going to look a little bit different. You can still incorporate that independent reading time with your class, but you're going to have to tweak it a little bit because you still have to meet the needs of all of your students. And that book that the district chose for you may not be at the reading level of all of your students, and all of your students may not be interested in that book. So here's what I would suggest. If you're in that situation where you can only teach a whole class novel, I would still tell your students that we're going to read for 10 minutes today. And you might have a group of students over at the back table that are reading the book while listening to the audio. You might have some students that maybe are a little bit more independent, but still need some support. and they might be over in the corner doing some partner reading together. And then you might also have some students that are fully independent and able to read the text on their own that are sitting at their desk simply reading the book. Even though everybody's not doing the exact same thing, everybody is engaged in an independent, quote unquote, silent reading time. It's what they need at that moment. And that's really what workshop is all about, providing students what they need when they need it. And you can't take a whole class novel, in my opinion, cannot take a whole class novel and tell students to read independently. That book is not written for every student in that classroom in terms of reading level and reading ability. So those are a couple of suggestions. If you are lucky enough, though, to be at a school where you can provide some choice reading for your students can pick their books, I would suggest that when you start with silent reading, just let your students read. Just let them enjoy the book that they've chosen to read. So maybe the first week and a half of this independent silent reading, that's the time where you can model what your reading expectations are. When my students at the beginning of the year are reading, I'm reading with them. That first week of school, after we've gone to the library, the first week of our independent reading time, I have a book and I'm reading with them. I am sitting down. I am quiet. I am focused. I am trying to ignore as many behaviors as I can. So like if somebody's whispering, I try to ignore it. I try not to intervene with every little thing like I normally would try to do. I try to just keep everybody focused, let them see that I don't have to be a squirrel and look at everything that's going around in the classroom. And then if there is some big issue I have to take care of, I try to refocus right away. Anyway, just modeling what it is I want my students to do in that first week. When our 10 minutes is over, I will share what I read with students. I will share maybe what I learned about a character. Maybe I'll share a new word that I learned. Maybe I'll make a prediction, but I'll start to show them the thinking process that goes with silent reading. And then after that week is when I would start some of the other components of workshop, like conferencing and providing feedback and mini lessons and all of those other things, which we will go into more detail as we get into other episodes. But remember, we don't have to start everything right away. So if you can provide opportunities for your students to read and provide those choice readings, again, just let them read. Let them enjoy it and don't try to worry about any of the other things, or the other components of workshop. If you are desiring to add more elements, more components of Reader's Workshop into your classroom, just remember that you don't have to do it all from day one. Take what you can do, what fits into your current curriculum at your current school, and add the pieces that will work for you. Remember, workshop is a philosophy of teaching. It's a method of teaching reading workshop that really puts the student in charge of their reading, puts the student at the forefront of the reading and not a particular book or a particular list of tasks to do. In future episodes, we will definitely be talking more about the other components of workshop, like providing mini lessons and conferencing and providing feedback for students and having students share out and all of those things. But for now, if your first step is simply to provide access to books to your students, to get your students excited about books, then you are on the right track to where you need to be. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you found value in today's episode and were able to walk away with one thing that you can add to your class that's going to help move your students from a more teacher-directed lesson to a more independent reading life and for your students to start to develop their own love and passion for reading. As I'm sure that you already know, December is just around the corner. And with that comes the holidays. Next week, which is Thanksgiving week, I'll be sharing with you how you can add a little holiday fun into your class while keeping the focus on academics and to continue teaching the standards. I hope that you'll tune in for some ideas that will take you all the way to winter break. Until next time, I hope you have a great week.